www.thebestofthebest.com.
At 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Free Talk Live bulletin board system fast approaching 180,000 posts. Check it out at bbs.freetalklive.com. All of the other features on our website completely free. All right, so we're starting things out here tonight. As you know, Mark, we've been covering, and as you know, if you've been listening for the past week and a half, we've been covering the Ed Brown situation pretty heavily here on Free Talk Live, tending to give an update at least on a nightly basis.
Well, he's nearby, and it's easier for us to do it. So, yeah, I mean, right. we sort of get to scoop everybody.
Now, the reason, the issue that I want to cover tonight actually has less to do with an update on Ed Brown and more to do with what is essentially a divisive, almost hit piece written about me.
Really? That's great.
Now, Ed Brown, he's holed up in his house as we speak in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. He's a man, he's in his early 60s, 63 years old, and he has decided that he doesn't want to go to jail. And I don't blame him, because I wouldn't want to go to jail either, considering the fact that Ed Brown's done nothing wrong.
Yes.
He hasn't hurt anybody, he hasn't stolen from anybody. Of course, the government will claim that he's stolen from them, but they don't count. The government's angry at Ed Brown because Ed decided to keep the money that he earned for the past 10 years. He didn't send it to the IRS. In fact, he sent messages to the IRS asking for them to show him the law that requires him to pay them money. They never did. And what they did do, though, was wait a decade and then bring charges against him, throw him into a kangaroo
supposedly
court.
They did years later. You know, they responded to his letter years later.
Their response is always the same. It's always, oh, well, courts have ruled that our laws are there. We don't have to show them to you. That's their response.
He didn't accept the certified letters that came years and years later, so he doesn't know what they said.
Nonetheless, in every other instance that we've ever seen of the IRS ever responding to anyone on these questions, and Ed's not the only one who's ever asked, there are thousands of Americans who've asked the IRS
questions. I'm no fan of the IRS, and you know it.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to be fair.
I know, and I'm pointing out the fact that they don't answer anyone's questions, ever. And so then they brought him up on charges, threw him into a kangaroo court. He wasn't allowed to present the defense that he wanted to present, and so he decided, screw this court. He left, stayed home. The jury found him guilty. Now the U.S. Marshals are out to get him, and the U.S. Marshals are claiming that they aren't going to do anything brash. They don't want any bloodshed. But eventually, Ed Brown is going to, it sounds like he's going to push it to the point where if they want to bring him to jail, then there may be some bloodshed. Because he doesn't want to go.
Right.
And he's willing to fight off anybody that comes to try and take him away. So over the weekend, myself and four other people from the Keene area here in New Hampshire decided to take a little trip up to go see Ed.
Right.
And because it's only an hour and a half drive from here, and so definitely worth the investment to show our support for this gentleman who's being persecuted by the feds. And I didn't expect to see this blog post. It was sent to me last night by the author, who happens to be a listener of the show. And I was pretty surprised by it. You would think that there would be a somewhat unified front behind those who are supporting Ed Brown.
I don't think when it comes to libertarians, there's necessarily a unified front anywhere.
You're right about that, and this will be a perfect example of exactly how divisive people in this movement can be, and how difficult it can be to get anything done with things like this around. With no further ado, here it is from Fran. He emails in, he did email this to me, but it was posted on what appears to be his blog, the Free West blog. He says, I've been following closely the case of Ed Brown. The New Hampshire man has been charged as a tax evader for failing to pay income tax for the past 11 years. Based on the information I've gathered, the Browns are absolutely correct, and the actions of the court and IRS are extremely questionable. Ed Brown has essentially decided to stay on his property and not allow the IRS or the courts to jail him as a result of their kangaroo court proceedings. Okay, I agree so far. For the most accurate and complete coverage of this situation, visit the Quest for Fair Trial blog. I have also been listening to coverage of the case via MP3s, videos, and podcasts. One podcast in particular caused me to write this article. While listening to Ian and Mark over at Free Talk Live, and he links to us, which is nice, I was again reminded of the monumental difference there is between folks in the East and folks in the West.
Okay. I wouldn't consider myself an Easterner, being from Florida. We sort of, you know, you and I, although we live in New Hampshire now, we've only lived here for 5-6
months. How is it you're not in the East if you live in Florida? Yeah. There's the Mississippi River that divides the East and the West, correct?
That's geographic. But Florida's not in the South either.
Right. Well, it is in the South.
It's in the southern portion of the United States, but it's not really part of the South, especially the...
I don't see how you can not include it as part of the South. It's clearly part of the South.
The 20 miles...
The vast majority of Florida.
20 miles from the coast in most of Florida has been completely invaded by Yankees.
So why wouldn't that be the East?
Well, because those Yankees are Midwesterners.
Okay. So anyway, the article just starts out by being divisive. The suggestion that there's a fundamental difference between people that have been born west of the Mississippi and east of the Mississippi is just as asinine to me as anybody that suggests that us Americans are better because we were born here in America. What's that all about?
I think there may very well be a difference. There's sort of a Western mentality. I don't know if California fits into that.
Does Oregon fit into that mentality? Washington? While I enjoy their program and recommend it to others, and I appreciate that, Fran, and do my best to listen to all the Free Talk Live podcasts, Ian said something during the 20th, the podcast from the 20th, that I found very disturbing. He mentioned that he and his friends were planning to go visit Ed Brown, but that he would not be armed. He also mentioned how distressed he was to learn that his roommate was planning to bring a gun. He went on to say that Ed Brown's fellow militia members were not at the Brown residence, and that this was probably a good thing because they might all show up carrying AK-47s. I don't remember saying that part, but okay. Free Talk Live appears to
me... I may very well have said that.
Free Talk Live appears to me to be one of the loudest voices of the Free State Project. Back when the Free State Project was in its early stages, I signed on my support but opted out of several states, including New Hampshire. The biggest reason behind my opt-outs was I didn't believe that those states offered a realistic environment for a free state. One of the reasons was that shooting and the Second Amendment issues didn't appear to be an important aspect of the freedom activists in the eastern states. Wow, I don't understand how he got that impression.
Well,
because there are plenty of Second Amendment advocates in the Free State Project.
I would say that most of them are Second Amendment advocates. I would call myself a Second Amendment advocate.
And it's clear that he's never been to New Hampshire or talked to anybody from New Hampshire, because around here, even the Democrats own firearms.
You know, and the Free State Project has a big shooting club that, goes about, and, you know, especially at the Pork Fest.
Yep.
They shoot.
Yeah.
I think that to consider that we are militia members would be incorrect.
But this is just more evidence of this bizarre West-East bias. The idea that people out West love their guns more than people in New Hampshire? Than the people that were born east of the Mississippi? It seems very absurd to me.
I couldn't tell you. I don't...
Maybe it's true. Maybe if you were to go into an urban center like New York City and ask people questions about firearms, yeah, I could see the, you know, New York City residents would be fairly against handguns. But for the rest of the East, for the non-urbanized areas, for the areas under 100,000 people, I think that you're going to find a high incidence of firearm ownership. Down in Florida, where we come from, there is a tremendous amount of firearm owners down there. People very proud of their guns.
I can't speak to this very well because I'm not, although I do have a Mossberg shotgun, I wouldn't consider, I'm certainly not a firearm enthusiast. I'm a Second Amendment advocate because I believe that people with firearms willing to use them are the ones that keep me free.
I don't think you have to be a firearms enthusiast to be a Second Amendment advocate.
And I'm not.
You're proof of that.
I think that the most important amendment of them all, the most important right, is to bear arms. I think that that's the last one. And, it's the last stop against us losing our freedoms, be it from a foreign power or from this one.
So he claims that he's upset because I was concerned about my roommate who was going to bring a gun, and he also was bothered by the fact that I wasn't going to bring a gun to Ed Brown's.
You know,
and the reason I was concerned is because we just got here. It's been 5 months since we've arrived in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not ready to check out. It's not time for me to die in a hail of gunfire or a blaze of glory And I was concerned because my roommate is also very valuable in the Free State Project, and I would hate to see him buy it on this particular issue.
Know, not to be divisive here, but I think that this might be a case, another case, just one of many cases of people that are, you know, umpiring from far away.
We'll come back with more because Fran's got some more thoughts. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wow, what a brain! No, I'm not talking about the class valedictorian or the scarecrow after he reached Oz. This brain's inside your car. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Einstein's got nothing on your car's ECM or electronic control module. Like human brains, ECMs gather data from the environment and make adjustments to optimize performance. For example, this onboard computer adapts fuel delivery, seat positions, cabin temperature, braking, and emissions. It also alerts you to potential problems and notifies you for service. Like all brains, your ECM's sensitive to environmental abuse. So follow the scarecrow's lead. Take your ECM for scheduled service to the Oz, service center of your choice. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231 and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show, and we'll give you some options on how you can do that here in a little bit. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the right to bear arms? Well, register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Some people, Mark, still haven't gotten over the fact that the Free State Project membership, the 5,000 members, that the first 5,000 members were given the opportunity to vote on 10 different states, a number of them in the West and a number of them in the East, and they were given the chance to vote, and New Hampshire won far and above the second runner-up, which was, I believe, Wyoming, I believe. And New Hampshire won. Solid win. It wasn't close. It was pretty significant. And the reason I think New Hampshire won is because, well, it has the best culture of liberty amongst all the 50 states. And it's clear the membership thought that that was the case. It has the best balance between the least taxation, the most gun freedom. And I'm telling you, this guy, this Fran, that emailed this story to me, his blog post, just trashing me. Mm-hmm. And actually, he's going to trash us both here in a moment.
I need a good trashing.
And he's upset, not only about us, but also about the Free State Project in general. And he's sitting in his western state somewhere typing this email away. And so to continue his thoughts here, he says, one of the reasons that there was that shooting and the Second Amendment issues didn't appear to be an important aspect of the freedom activists in the eastern states. I'm sure that it's so unimportant. That's why they're having an entire Second Amendment session at the upcoming Liberty Forum in late February. Obviously, unimportant. To the freedom activists in the Free State. That's why the vice president of the Free State Project, Evan Knappen, happens to be a major firearms proponent. That's why. That's just an absurd claim. It's just the height of absurdity. And it tells me that Fran hasn't paid very much attention at all to the Free State Project or its membership.
Well, maybe he hasn't been in the East very much, or maybe his ventures into the east of the Mississippi, United States east of the Mississippi.
Have been urban areas where there have been gun restrictions?
Or he just hasn't gotten that idea. Now, I've seen people here in Keene, New Hampshire with guns on their hip.
Didn't see that down in Florida.
No, I never saw that. Walking around in daylight and stuff.
And the fact is, New Hampshire is one of the states with the very least restrictive gun laws. That's one of the reasons why it was a winner. That's one of the reasons why people chose New Hampshire.
I don't really understand. I'm not coming from the same point of view that Fran is. I'm not a big shooter. I'm not a big gun. I don't have a lot of guns. It's not my thing.
I've got two now.
Yeah, you've got two.
But I'm not a big shooter either.
You just don't like to clean them.
Well, the one I've got, I don't have to clean, so I'm going to enjoy shooting that.
And you don't like to even go outside much, so, I mean, you'd have to go outside to shoot.
That's not true, Mark. I've been outside plenty of times up here. In fact, I was the one
week?
Who was outside.
Well, let's see, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
You were the one hibernating in your cozy little home while I was out at the Ed Brown House, which brings us to the next part of his email.
Oh, you've been out once since Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
I was out today. I went out to the mailbox.
No, mailbox doesn't count. The mailbox is on your porch. You're still under the roof.
Yeah, but, all right. But I've been down the street to the other mailbox. You don't know which mailbox I went to. Anyway, after thinking about the Browns, the Free State Project, and Free Talk Live's broadcast, I couldn't help but imagine how different it might be if the Free State Project had selected Wyoming or Montana.
This is where I think it goes to. I think that it's sour grapes over where the Free State Project ended up. And I think that...
But wait a minute, the sour grapes, I mean, there's a Free State West... After the vote, a bunch of the people that didn't want to go east of the Mississippi formed the Free State West.
A bunch being
where's
like 500.
Where's their convention? I think it's less than that.
It's not very many. It's just not that
like 100. Where's their convention, though? Where's their big hubbub? Where's the get-together?
It's just how many people couldn't get over the fact that it was east of the Mississippi and where the prejudice lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm personally east-west. It wouldn't have made a difference to me.
I was a glass eater. I would have gone to Alaska.
What's a glass eater mean?
It was one of the people who would have taken any of the 10 states.
I see.
Even if Alaska had
won.
I
would have gone. I joined after the vote, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I did. I joined after the vote, after we... Because, see, the thing was that got me, the final straw thing, and not to say that I wouldn't have voted, wouldn't have done it otherwise, but I really liked the PR behind New Hampshire. Whoever put together the New Hampshire...
They did a great job.
That's the real reason that the Free State Project is in New Hampshire, is because somebody did the work and, pointed out the great things about their state and why their state should be the Free State.
The 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, which is on the Free State Project website.
It was a really good job. And to sit back and, snipe at them after they won, I understand that libertarians aren't big fans of democracy. And, he opted out. He doesn't have to do anything. Fine. It's all fine and everything, but...
All right, so he
sounds like sour grapes to me.
He says, I also imagine what would happen if someone in Montana or Wyoming were convicted of tax evasion and decided to make a stand against the government and extended an invitation to all to come and take a stand with him. I have a difficult time of imagining a Free State Wyoming radio host who preached freedom and chided people for not defending their rights, expressing concern or worry that supporters would be bringing sidearms or AK-47s with them to support someone facing a potential Ruby Ridge-type event. The libertarians are, as a whole, are big talkers. But, as Rick Stanley found out firsthand, when it comes to action and standing beside those who are on the right side of our rights, the Constitution and freedom, they're seldom by your side. So,
I would agree with him on that, but to say that, you went to Ed Brown's house facing possible arrest and
I could have been killed.
Dying in
even
a hail of gunfire.
Armed. Even though I didn't have a sidearm, I could have very well have been killed just because I was there.
Absolutely
they
true.
Could have tossed a little gun into my hand or something.
You're not
like that.
Big talking. I mean, it's
the article's entitled "Libertarian Gas Bags in New Hampshire."
I mean, and to say that just because we don't go up there with AK-47s and camp out waiting for the apocalypse to come doesn't mean that we're not defending freedom. I mean,
this guy has one version of defending freedom, and that's the only version that's acceptable to him. And I didn't see him at Ed Brown's house.
Yeah. I mean, is he a gas bag in the West?
And you know what? It's unfair for me to really say that because I only had to drive an hour and a half. He would have had to have driven, a day and a half to get here. So,
Ian, he's asking you to lay down your life, to die for freedom, to pick up your AK-47, go to Plainfield, New Hampshire, and sit out on that compound. I would assume, bring your radio show and then your co-host has to go there if he's going to, go into the war zone too. And I don't think I'm that interested in that. Basically, he said you should go lay down your life because you're a libertarian talk show host and you advocate freedom. So you should go and die there with Ed Brown.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
That's exactly what he said.
And that's something I'm just not interested in at this point. As I pointed out before, it's been 5 months since we've been here. We're just getting started. I'm not ready to die in a hail of gunfire over Ed Brown. I mean, I like the guy and everything, but it's not time.
I pay my taxes because I don't want to go to jail. I'm certainly not going to go to jail or get shot over Ed Brown not paying his taxes. I support him. Yay, I'm behind you, but no.
We'll come back with more from Fran and his critique. He thinks we're cowards. He'll call us that here in moments. 800-259-9231. And again, it was unfair for me to say he should come out here because that's a big, long drive. But there might be an opportunity soon for him to stand up, put his guns where his mouth are out west. We'll explain that on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it.
Mm.
But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer. And save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections. They do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Or call 1-800-544-6359. Excuse me, that's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
That's right. So we're in the middle of an email, or actually a blog post, from one of our listeners. His name's Fran, and he's a little bit concerned over what I did over the weekend. And what I did was I went over to Ed Brown's house to show my support for an individual who's got the courage to stand up against the federal government.
Yes, you did.
He has essentially barricaded himself inside his home. He is not allowing anyone to, he doesn't want to allow any federal agent to come and collect him, as they are now being instructed to do. And so he's there with some supporters, and I went out to be one of those supporters.
Be supportive.
I went out with a number of my friends from here in Keene, and Fran's upset because I was concerned that my roommate was going to bring a firearm with him. And the reason I was concerned was because I didn't want to see my roommate get shot in the event that the Ed Brown household were to be raided while we were there. I would have hated to see somebody who I care about take a bullet. And I thought that, you know, I like Ed Brown, and I appreciate that he's standing up against the feds, but I personally don't believe it's time to die. That's just a personal choice on my part. But Fran goes on in his email. He says, these libertarians as a whole are big talkers. But as Rick Stanley found out firsthand, when it comes to action and standing beside those who are on the right side of our rights, the Constitution and freedom, they're seldom by your side. Well, I was there, standing right next to Ed Brown in his kitchen. The fact that the talk show host seemed to be trying to dissuade others to bear arms to the Brown residents shows what cowards they really are and what a poor understanding they really have of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is the right that allows us the means to defend all of the other rights. And he's preaching to us now, Mark.
I would concur.
It's in place to ensure our means to fight against a tyrannical government. Standing up against the decision by a kangaroo court with no jurisdiction over the unconstitutional IRA's faulty charges, I think he means IRS, faulty charges is exactly what guns are for and what the Second Amendment was created to protect. I totally agree, which is why I support Ed Brown. But just because I agree with those statements that he made doesn't mean that I have to die. It doesn't mean that I have to put my life on the line. I agree with what the Second Amendment's all about, and I support what Ed Brown is doing. That's why I went and put myself in harm's way over the weekend, which you didn't do. So, I mean, if anybody fits the coward definition, that'd be you, Mark.
I'm just not interested. You know, I mean, I don't know. You know, a coward would be a person who sees something as the right thing to do and then chooses not to do it.
I see.
If you want to know what my opinion is, I'll give it to you.
You don't think it's the right thing to do?
No, I don't. I think that, you know, as far as I think Ed Brown has the perfect right to have his money, and I support him in the keeping of his taxes. But if you think that if I think the right thing to do is to go out there, you know, to stand in harm's way for a guy who believes that the Illuminati is controlling the IRS, you're wrong. I don't.
Yeah, well, personally, I don't care what his belief system is. I support him based on just the facts of the tax issue. He doesn't want to pay taxes, and I support him on that. I don't care about the Illuminati belief.
I'm with you.
I'm not with him on those, but whatever. That's
I support him for that, too, but I'm not going out there to, you know, stand in harm's way.
So anyway, we clearly, both of us, I mean, we're both here on a different position on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and supported him, and you stayed home. But we both completely understand what the Second Amendment's all about. And we're both gun owners. It's just that the one thing we agree on is that it's not time to die over this.
You know, there's it's the Claire Wolfe quote. Our country's at a funny stage. It's too late to do anything about it and too early to shoot the bastards.
Yeah.
I really do believe it's too early to shoot the bastards.
And
you're just not going to get anybody on your side. All you're going to do is look like those Michigan militia guys or look like the Ruby Ridge people to the rest of America.
I think
and to the rest of America, it doesn't mean anything.
I think your point was right, and that is that it's easy for Fran to sit over west of the Mississippi and give us instructions as to how we should run our lives, but it's another thing entirely when it comes time to put your butt on the line. And you know what, Fran? There was an incident recently in the past year that happened out west that you might be interested in. I'm sure you're already aware of it. KT Ordnance. Remember that gentleman? We had Richard Salata on from KT Ordnance. He's the guy that was manufacturing 80% receivers
mm-hmm.
and then selling them as essentially kits. I know I'm using the wrong word, but they're these receiver kits that you can mill into an actual weapon after the fact. Well, the ATF had a problem with that.
So why did you want to do that again? I can't remember.
So you can build your own weapon. But
your own automatic weapon?
No. I don't think they're automatic.
Oh,
weapons.
So it would be an unregistered firearm?
Just an unregistered, completely off-the-books firearm.
Gotcha.
So, which I support as well.
I, as far as I'm concerned, you know, if that's your hobby, go ahead.
So we had him on the show last year, and he lives out in Montana, I believe. Dillon, Montana, as a matter of fact. So that should be out in your neighborhood there, Fran. I know that they're bringing him up on charges at this point. Maybe he'll decide to barricade himself in his home and not go to court, and then you'll have an opportunity to put your guns where your mouth is. Instead of chiding us and chastising us for not being ready to die in this particular instance, you'll get the opportunity to make that choice.
You know,
Fran.
I don't know why we should wait. I don't know why we should go to Plainfield and wait. Why don't we just pick up guns and start shooting cops and bureaucrats here in
Keene? You know, Fran would be excited by that.
Yeah. I mean, what? No! Nobody understands this. It's pointless.
When New Hampshire, look back to Fran's blog post, he says, when New Hampshire adopted General John Stark's quote, live free or die is their state motto, did they expect someone to actually stand up to the tyrants? I may never know how conditions might be different if the Browns lived in Wyoming or Montana, or if the FSP had chosen one of those states as the free state, but I'd like to believe that most of the supporters would be skilled riflemen with battle rifles, sidearms, and a willingness to stand side by side with their fellow statesmen against unfair treatment by the government.
Okay, no, well, that doesn't make any sense either. At 5,000, the Free State Project membership voted for a state. The vast majority of people that were in the Free State Project, I think the number dropped by 400... 400 people had opted out of New Hampshire?
I don't recall. I think you might be right on that.
It's something above 10% and something below 20% of people opted out of New Hampshire. Some of them, I believe, signed up afterwards anyway, so that number dwindled a little bit. But basically, the Free State Project membership, being at 7,500 now or thereabouts, would have been more than half involved with people that were already Free State Project members before the ones that are now. You're talking about the same people.
Right. Brand. They picked New Hampshire.
It's the same people. It wouldn't be riflemen because it was Wyoming. It would be the same people it is because the same people opted in for New Hampshire.
Yeah. So there you go. There's Fran's blog post. Critical, divisive, and useless. All communications like this do is serve to divide the pro-liberty movement over just the silliest emotional thing. The suggestion that the people in the Free State Project don't care about firearms, which is total BS. From the Free State Project members I've met, they all have a passion. Most of them have a passion for the Second Amendment, if not firearms themselves.
No, the whole blog post is framed around this one thought. I want to see a bloodbath in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and I want it to be far enough from me that I can cheer for the side that I want to cheer for, and I can, see this. All he wants to see is this bloodbath. He wants to see this, the beginning of the new revolution as far as he's concerned. I don't think he'll be right. I think it's all you're going to see is a bunch of libertarians get shot.
I'm not ready for that at all. And in fact, the one thing that I didn't mention on the air, because I'm not, I didn't think of it, or I didn't want to toot my own horn or whatever, but I did have something at the Ed Brown household that no one else did. I was armed with a video camera.
Mm.
So if something were to have happened while I was present on the property, I would have been the only one there who could have documented it. But I guess that's not worth anything to you, huh, Fran?
And you're the only one with a nationally syndicated radio show that can bring this message to 23 radio
stations.
That's
another factor. If I die in the dirt over at Brown's house, then that's all gone.
It really is.
More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing product you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by heading over and shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live branded merchandise, cool stuff, and high-quality merchandise, not some cheapy crap. We've got Free Talk Live hats, we've got Free Talk Live t-shirts, the Free Marketeer flag, bumper stickers, which are free, by the way. You can learn how to get your free one at store.freetalklive.com and buy some stuff, store.freetalklive.com. Well, we just finished up an email from Fran, and he's somebody who apparently lives west of the Mississippi and believes that people who are born west of the Mississippi are more better people than the people born east of the Mississippi, because for some reason when you're born west of the Mississippi, you love the Second Amendment more than people who are born east of the Mississippi, which is just an absurd claim. Absolutely absurd.
And I think there's something in the whole Western mentality that loves its freedom and isolation.
Okay. What's that have to do with the Second Amendment?
Not much.
Okay. So he also claims that, well, since people out west love the Second Amendment more than the people in the Free State Project are a bunch of pansies. Bunch of pansies. They talk a lot about freedom, but they don't care about the Second Amendment, which is total crap.
It's the same people that had signed up for the Free State Project that would have moved to Wyoming that are currently in the Free State, you know, members of the Free State Project now.
You know, I wonder if Fran was in a similar situation to Ed Brown, we've been talking about for the past week and a half. And this is what his critique was all about, was because I went to Ed Brown's house over the weekend, but I didn't bring a firearm, so I'm not a real libertarian.
Didn't Ed say, hey, militia guys, stay home? I mean,
I believe he did.
He told the militia guys to stay home, which to me says Ed Brown doesn't want an armed compound that's going to draw additional violence from...
I don't know. Ed Brown definitely did warm up to the people who brought firearms better than he did others.
Okay.
So I think he does want people there that are armed. But I'm not sure why he told his Constitution. Maybe he wants his Constitution Ranger guys to not all get busted at the same time. Maybe that's what was in his mind.
Okay.
But anyway, maybe Fran, the emailer here, the blogger, would have an opportunity to have his own little standoff with the feds at some point. And then would Fran tell anybody that showed up, presuming that there are people in Wyoming or wherever it is he's blogging from, out west, who actually aren't huge Second Amendment buffs, if someone decided to show up just to support him and maybe hold the sign or do something nonviolent like Russell Canning would have done, like Lauren Canario, these are also other people besides me, David Ridley. David Ridley, who calls the show very often, he is a firearm owner. He is somebody who has borne firearms in public in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
He's been harassed by the cops for doing so, but he chose not to bring firearms out to Ed Brown's house. So there was a variety of free staters that decided on their own to leave their arms at home and come out to support Ed Brown on a nonviolent basis. Would Fran have told those individuals, "Get off of my property, you non-gun-bearing Second Amendment haters! I don't want your help! You get the hell out of here!"
I doubt he
would have told them that?
I doubt he would have, and I don't think he would expect that Ed Brown would do that either.
Well, yeah, because it's easy to talk trash to other freedom lovers over the internet, but a whole other thing when somebody comes to your house to show support for your what you're doing, whether or not they've got a gun strapped to their side.
Well, you know, it was, you know how we do love hate mail here on Free Talk Live.
I do love hate mail. I really appreciate Fran writing that.
It's 7:50. I mean, we've put 50 minutes into this thing.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll free number. So just to once again recap how Fran is wrong. The members of the Free State Project do understand the Second Amendment. That's one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen, because it's one of the most gun-friendly states out of the 50. And many of the Free State Project members are gun owners themselves and big proponents of the right to bear arms. So he's just wrong. And you know what, Fran? Good luck with your Free West project. Really. I think there should be a Free West, a Free State West.
Oh, I want it to happen.
For people like Fran who just can't imagine crossing the Mississippi and joining the Free State Project. Go ahead and have a lot of luck with your Free State Wyoming project. It's not really doing anything. As I understand it, it's not really going anywhere. But, you know, it might someday.
I want all the states to be free states. But, you know, it seems to me that there's probably only room for one of them. But I'm for it.
Let's go to the phones. We've got to go to Francisco, waiting patiently in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I actually have two issues to talk about tonight. The first one was that there was Air National Guard recruiter at my school today.
Okay.
And he went into the lunchroom, and I was there. So I went up to the table because I noticed a banner that said, "Protecting America and Protecting Your Freedom." So I instantly thought, you know, maybe I should go up and talk to this guy.
Sure. Common myth.
Yes, so I went up and talked to the guy, and I said, so how exactly are you defending my freedom? And he explained to me, you know, if we weren't in 9/11, there would be people blowing up buses with bombs over here.
If we weren't in Iraq, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I said, well,
absurd.
Why would that be? And they said, well, because they hate our freedom.
Freedom.
I said, no, I'm pretty sure they hate the government.
Mm.
Or because we're over there attacking them when we have no reason to be.
I'm pretty sure you're right. What was his response?
The guy was basically, if you remember a couple of weeks back or a couple of days back, you read an email from a guy who had an encounter with some girl he met at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically like that. George Bush is right. He's 100% right to send us over there and such. And he got so heated just because I asked maybe three questions.
Right.
And
I think your questions were probably aimed at at his way of thought.
I think getting a rise in him in some manner, but the guy took it really seriously. I mean, I'm 15.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just a sophomore in high school asking him some questions, and he got really heated to the point where I just walked away.
Was he yelling?
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
He was actually yelling.
Well, he didn't get any people to sign up for the Air National Guard.
Not at that moment.
Actually, no. There was two kids in my class who decided to go over there and talk to him about it.
Well, I mean, as a result of his yelling, is what I meant.
Oh yeah, well they were passing up flyers and everything. You know, all the kids were excited.
Well, I congratulate you for that, Francisco. First of all, it was very brave of you to confront the National Guard recruiter, and secondly, it wasn't hard for you to ask the important questions. You got to the heart of the issue within a matter of three questions, and he couldn't handle it.
Yes, and I just walked away. I tried to be the bigger person, you know, and basically the teachers were like, oh, only, you know, seniors over there, because he wanted people to sign up.
Right? Sure.
So basically that's what happened. And the other issue is that I've been contemplating smoking marijuana.
Oh, my.
And I was thinking about it because my friends and I are going to hang out this weekend, and most of my friends are stoners.
Okay.
And I was just thinking about it because I always wanted to try it, and I was just reading up on Arrowhead.org about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, one of my friends who's going to be there does not smoke, so
right.
I figured he could, you know, take control if something does happen.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen. I can't recommend that that you do it. But I started smoking pot when I was 16.
Now, have you talked to your mom about this at all?
No, not at all.
What would she
not
think?
What would she think?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Hmm. Has she smoked marijuana?
I'm pretty sure she has. She has told me she has before.
Maybe it would be good. I mean, you know, it might be a good time to talk to her about it.
She's not somebody who would snitch out your friends or anything like that, would
no,
she?
No, no, no.
You know, I've got to say that the first couple of times I did, I smoked marijuana, it wasn't a good experience, and I think I was too
Where
young
were
for
you?
It.
Well, how old?
The first time I was at a party, I was 15 years old, and
like a party with a bunch of kids?
Yeah,
a
party with a bunch of kids, and
okay.
it was my house at my birthday party.
Oh, wow.
And basically the house got trashed.
Oh, my.
It was a very bad experience.
Yeah, I can see that'd be bad.
And,
yeah, the whole thing is I'm going to my friend's house, and her mom does pot also.
I see.
I still think your mom's probably a better person to talk to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. But, I'm
you know, the most important thing is that you're well-researched on it and you know what you're doing.
Yeah, if you're going to be at a friend's house and you're going to be there for the night and you're going to be, you know, safe and not paranoid, because that's a major issue. I remember the first
paranoid,
time...
Yeah, I was just reading up on Arrowhead.org about and all the effects and everything.
Well, yeah, I remember the first time I smoked marijuana. I was so paranoid about what might happen. Like, well, what happens if the cops come by? We've got to have an escape plan, and all kinds of crazy things going through my head. And it was fine. It was a lot of fun. And it's, you know, as you know, it's not going to kill you.
The paranoia was fun.
You can't overdose, and it's not going to kill you. So, you know, good luck.
Those things are true, but. You know,
no, it was fun once we actually got to it.
I was his age when I smoked the first time, and I think I was too young.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you probably also weren't as smart as Francisco.
I thought that I was the smartest guy around.
You smoked at the same age I did, so.
Yeah. So the evidence
look how he turned out, Francisco.
The evidence is it's not smart.
Let us know what you decide, and thanks for the call.
Thanks,
we appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. And you can take control of the airwaves like David in Texas. Also, coming up, since we were talking about the West, a story out of North Dakota. It is illegal in North Dakota to shack up. We'll give you the details on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Plus, the roads coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.